With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled Restore the Balance of the Oceans.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hello, I'm honored to be in this exchange, and it's an opportunity that I enjoy.
Hi, love.
My name is Ray Fred.
Hi.
Many people say that we can just stop eating beef and we can switch to chicken and fish instead and lower our emissions. What would you respond to somebody considering that as a choice?
You agree to that, sir?
No, I just hear a lot of it. How would I respond to someone who is going that route?
Switching to anything at all other than a purely plant-based diet will not really help at all. This is because of all the things I mentioned above, and first of all, eating both fish and chickens does not significantly reduce the global warming at all. Eating chicken, for example. Chickens that are grown for food are a huge source of antibiotic arsenic poison and fertilizer runoff, which increases pollution and global warming effects. For example, in the United States alone, the Centers for Disease Control report that 76 million cases of foodborne illnesses are reported each year, with poultry, the chicken that you mentioned, triggering more cases than any other food group even. Sometimes these are also life-threatening, or they can leave permanent damage in the person. So there really is no reduced cost for eating something like chicken. As for fish, overfishing of the seas has already resulted in imbalances such as the so-called dead zones everywhere in the sea that do not support life. Dead zone is the area of sea, sometimes as big as Texas, that no life in there at all, no fish, no shrimp, nothing live in there because there's no oxygen. The reason is overfishing. You see, there's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. In fact, we are already seeing an effect of this imbalance on marine mammals. As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. The whales and the dolphins are thus being driven from the ocean as conditions worsen. They are suffocating them. Sometimes hundreds at a time, they're, you know, dying on the beach because they cannot tolerate this, you know, toxic condition in the seawater anymore. What do we think? Why the dolphin and the whale beach on the sand? You think they go there for vacation? See, they die hundreds at a time because they cannot suffer anymore. The water in which they live, water means life to them, but now water become poison. So they had to go out. They go out, they die. They stay in the water, they die. They come to the beach, but it doesn't help them either. They die either way. So even though fish and chicken may not have the obvious carbon impact that other animals do, everything is interconnected. And there's no way to say that consuming these things result in lower carbon price to the earth at all.
Thank you.
And, yes, sir. And, you know, according to scientific research, chickens are very intelligent. They have DNA almost like human. And fish as well. I have been proven that fish also intelligent. They communicate with each other. They can talk. They led a very, very organized, very, very intelligent life. Even ants are talking to each other according to new scientific discovery. They talk to each other in such inaudible languages that is recorded by the sophisticated scientific apparatus. So even ants, they're intelligent. Look at the way they build their city and their palace. We could not do that compared to our size. They're building, you know, like a skyscraper by their own hand only. But they talk to each other even. Even ants talk to each other. Fish talk to each other. They do lead intelligent life and they all have souls, consciousness in them. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything. We should not eat anything except plant-based diet. A vegetarian lifestyle is almost all that we need right now to stop the global warming, to balance the scale of the negative consequences. Even physically speaking, most of the pollution will be stopped by being vegetarian, by all the people on the planet being vegetarian. I really mean it. 80% of the pollution will be stopped. 80% of the global warming will be stopped if all people begin to be vegetarian. I mean whole vegetarian. Well, at least more than 2/3 of the time should be vegetarian. But why not just be vegetarian altogether? It won't hurt. It will only do us good. It helps the world, it saves the planet, and it saves our children. If we really love our children, this is what we must do. Because the government sometimes hesitate to broadcast, to limit people to eat this or eat that. Maybe the governments are too polite, yeah? But consider the dangerous and urgent situation of our planet. This is the solution that's the best, the fastest that we can do. Meat diet consumes more energy, a lot more energy than vegetarian diet, and pollutes the planet much more than any other activities of a human, if not most of it. So, a vegetarian lifestyle is a must. Truly, it is a must. I'm not speaking as a religious believer. I'm speaking as a citizen of the world, concerning about our home, loving our co-inhabitants, human and animals. I'm speaking as your friend, as your co-citizen, as the one who lives in the same home that you do, please go vegetarian. And go green, that we can do also. But go green takes longer time, and it does not help as much as go vegetarian. If you really want to know the truth of it, just go on the research, scientific evidence on internet, or look up on our Supreme Master Television or SasterTelevision.com. If you cannot look on your TV in your area, we have internet access 24 hours every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. Truly, we don't need to talk about bad karma or karmic consequences anymore. Physically speaking, vegetarian diet will save the planet. It's the fastest and the easiest, and everyone can do it, and it's so easy. We have to stop killing people and stop killing animals. We also have to stop using insecticide and those substances that is terribly harmful to our health and the environment. And also, if we stop global warming, at least the gas will stay put where it is and do not release into the atmosphere. Also, it will not increase due to animal raising. Because stock raising, animals breeding is the number one cause of damage to our planet. And it is going to destroy our world if we do not stop. I really mean it. We have to stop this. We have to stop the killing, we have to stop the meat eating, we have to stop insecticide, we have to go organic. Yeah? And vegetarian is a must. Otherwise, there will not be just the death zone in the ocean. I repeat. Otherwise, if we don't do anything now, if we don't go veggie, if we don't stop polluting our planet in many ways, then there will not be just the death zones in the ocean. There will be a dead planet. And we also will be dead beings too. In 4 or 5 years' time, the way it is, we cannot survive. Thank you, sir, for asking. Please do something.
Bonsoir, Mère. Recevez toute ma gratitude. Dans le pamphlet sur le réchauffement climatique, il a été dit, en raison de la supercherie et de la perte de dizaines de millions de sardines, chaînons vitales, les eaux de la côte du sud-ouest de l'Afrique sont chargées d'un gaz toxique qui bouillonne depuis le fond de l'océan, tuant la vie sous-marine sur une surface équivalente de celle de la ville de New Jersey et aggravant l'effet de serre. Quelle est l'origine?